while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Tell somebody right now, fight the good fight. Amen. Fight the good. What is the fight? The fight is faith. The fight is to keep your faith buoyant. Get from around the naysayers. People that are always shooting down your faith, discouraging you in something. You know, when your friends don't talk right, get new friends. Hello? Find some new friends. Those that are always oppressing you, you walk away from them, feel like you've been wounded, get away from them. Keep your faith buoyant. Amen. And keep your conscience clear. Amen. Hold faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Sometimes it's a fight to hold it. Why? The enemy's throwing all kind of stuff at you to try to destroy you. Or to try to get you off of it. Try to get you to see another way, trying to put another narrative on you, trying to put unbelief on you, trying to put fear in you. Perfect love casts out fear. Faith works by love. Amen? Does somebody fight the good fight? I had a dream once. I've shared it with you before. But it fits right in with this message here. was in a boxing ring, and sitting down, and then the bell rang, bing, another round. I stood up, had on boxing gloves and everything, and when I looked over at my opponent, my heart sunk, because this opponent of mine was much bigger than me, and his body looked like one of them Greek statues. He's bald-headed, but I noticed, I looked at his eyes, and I could see the evil, the demonic in his eyes. And I was afraid. I can remember I was afraid because, this thing, I'm in a ring with this thing. What am I doing in this ring with this thing? And we went around a few times, and out of nowhere, and it wasn't me, but I'm left-handed. My left came up on the side of his jaw. Pow! Poof. He was out. But it wasn't me. Are you hearing me? It was like the power of the Holy Spirit just pow. Because initially I was looking at what I saw. But he was no match for the one inside. Come on, greater is he that's in you. Come on, get it in your mind. Get your mind renewed to that. Every enemy has to bow its knee. No enemy can defeat you. Amen. So we're to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? But one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. Stop just being glad to be in the race. in sports, some people are just glad to be on the team. I got a uniform. I get to ride the bus. I get in the games free. What more can you ask? My brother used to tickle me. When we were in high school, he played varsity football. And he was a second string runner. He was a good running back. He's a second string running back. But he was also the kicker. He could kick the ball like for miles. Not miles, He was a real good kicker. And so he said, he didn't mind just being the kicker. Because he said, I sit at the end of the bench and drink all the Gatorade. And then one night we were playing an arch rival. And both the running backs got hurt. He's back there. He didn't drink up almost all the Gatorade. He said, Banks. He said, no. What? We need to kick in the field goal? What? No. I need to get in and run it back. Oh, no. I don't want but actually, I saw the game because he got in there, and he's the one that ran the yardage to make us win the game. It was an arch rival. This team was ranked. It was one of the only games we won. But he was just glad to be on the team. You know, I ain't scared about going to running back. I hope not get out there and get hurt. Some people are just glad to be on the team. But you know, if you got five guys out on the floor playing basketball, you need all five guys giving everything they got, or else you're gonna have a weak link there. Weak link. And God needs us all contending in the domain to which we are called, contending for the faith. Contending, being that light, being that salt, being that inspiration, sometimes being that irritation. Amen. A prophet is not without honor except in his own country, in his own home. It comes with the territory. You are a change agent. You provoke change. And you know what? Most people like change. They just don't like to change. Yeah, go ahead and change it. Well, you know, that means you have to. Oh, no, never mind. It's true. You're salt. You're like an abrasion sometimes to darkness. People don't like being around you because the light is coming out of you. It convicts them of sin. Amen. And therefore sometimes you're mistreated. Amen. Or overlooked. Amen. Or ignored. Amen. Blessed are ye. Amen. When men shall revile you. Amen. Speak all manner of evil against you falsely. For my name's sake. What did Jesus say? Rejoice. Yes. He said rejoice. He didn't say get sad and just want to be apart. He said no, rejoice. And be exceedingly glad, for so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. Can you rejoice and be exceedingly glad? See, God's not going to leave you out to dry. He's not going to leave you hanging. God's going to fill that void with something else. There'll be a joy unspeakable and full of glory. God will give you favor somewhere else. God will take you around that roadblock. God will take you over that hurdle. They'll try to stop you, but they'll find out it's in vain. You can't stop or block what God has started. Amen. You can't put a man of God in a corner and keep him there. He'll find his way out. You might try to harm him, but all you're going to do is stir him up. He'll be stirred but not shaken. Amen. You can bind him up and he'll get loosed by the fire you create. Amen. Strive. Stop being passive and complacent and Laodicean. We're not fighting people. This is a fight of faith. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are first and not last. You better own up to that identity and stop lagging along like you second class and you know, yeah, you just glad to be included. You're a child of the Most High King. You represent a kingdom. You are an ambassador. You are chosen. And it's about time you got in the midst of those lions and them wolves like a sheep and let God be God. Let God show up and show out. He said, none of these things shall harm you. Amen. Do you believe that? Strive for the masteries. Know ye not that they which run in a race run, but one receives the prize, so run. That you may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. You know, someone that boxes or that's in the martial arts or in any type of athletics, they don't win a game when the whistle blows. You know, they get out there and score 30 points, and, you know, or pin a guy on the mat, or hit the home run. No, it's in practice.
Amen.
Don't tell me you had done no practice and you'll just get out there. You'll pull all kind of muscles. You'll hurt yourself. You'll strike out every time. Anyone that strives for the masteries is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. You know, let me, I'm going to jump away from my notes for a moment here. Let me tell you something. In sports, one of the things that you must have if you're going to be, let me say, successful, In the spirit realm, you must, number one, one of the main things you need is confidence.
Amen. Amen.
Don't get humility twisted with passivity and stupidity. No, I'm just not worthy. No. Jesus made you worthy.
Amen.
Not only that, he has mandated you.
Amen.
You are responsible. Amen. Ain't no putting your hand in the plow and looking back. No, he has made you respond. You have responsibility. Anything the enemy does, you have responsibility. To respond to that or to initiate something that he has done and tear it down. Take it over. You have dominion. Amen. But you must have some confidence. That's what a lot of times is lacking, because you allow experience to be your God. You go out, you know, initially in faith, and then you back off because you remember what happened last time. Or it might not. No, tell somebody confidence. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, he that has begun the good work. See, it's not you anyway. Is he that's in you. I live. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth within me. For the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So it's not you anyway. See, if you count on self, you won't have confidence. But oh, when you really understand who he is and what he's done, and what he has accomplished, and how he defeated every enemy, and how he has raised us up and seated us in a heavenly realm, far above principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. We're raised up far above, out of the reach. Tell somebody right now, that's who you are. You better stop letting people define you. One of the main things the devil goes after in a saint of God, he tries to attack your image. The image you have. To make you feel like you're not worthy.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthiness Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.